don't give a fuck. Gotta move the rest, bam, so I can get the truck.
Dirty. Money, I'ma make you look dirty. Poke it out. Funny how the world caught up with me. Yeah. Heard them pigs in New York don't fuck with me. Sheep, bull. Keep it transparent, y'all see. Help me out. Mommy used to bump losing no Beatles. Big laps, how to get sleep from the Eagles. Karma. In LA with that blicky playing Contra. Nasty. You beat the fist like Arthur. Love screwing with the cops, I'm Lana. Two Sigs. Big Pun and Fat Joe, they twins. Teeth how they spit so much filler. Wannabes used to wanna be wiggers. Same wannabes wanna be killers. Weak ass rhymes, weak ass lines. Same old sense, them weak ass slides. Brush carpool, this play all mine. Already left, can't nobody get by. Who you gon' call when the trends all die? Niggas follow, I've been walking my path the whole time. Shit hurts worse when you deep in the grind. Out on bail like Pac in the prime. Style so slutty, even you gotta try. My shit can't be drunk on the nine. When you spit subs, you give me your old time. And you can't get it back.
A very spooky evening to you all, from 91.5 FM, WMFL Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to another episode of A Quick One Before the Eternal Worm Devours Medford. Got a little guest in the studio right now. It's my trainee, Will.
What up?
Appreciate if all of you listening at home or in your cars could give him a hand so he can feel the good sonic vibrations. Anyway, we started off with Dirty from JPEG Mafia's album that came out a couple weeks ago, fittingly called LP. And for the rest of the show, we're doing kind of a Halloween sort of spooky, scary theme. So this next one is about something that is very scary, cannibals. Let's go.
Hey,
This one's a Halloween classic.
You can't have this. This is not real. I put this on to show you what you could have had had you not given your life to me. But you are my friend. You're my father too. And I remember just thinking that was the end. That was the end. I knew where to go. And I was walking down the hallway, and my daughter was spending the night at her friend's house that night. And I was walking down the hallway, and I walked into my apartment room, and I thought, you know, I can't live, and I can't die. I'm stuck, you know, and I'm in hell. I've asked Jesus to get me out, and he's left me here. And so in my mind, I decided that this is where I needed to be. This is where I belong. Satan's right. It is my fault. I should have never given my life to him. And right then, I became angry for the first time at Satan. And I sat there. I stood up, and I just verbally, just out loud, said to Satan, I said, you know what? I know I'm in hell. I know this is your turf. But I tell you what. I will no longer be a willing participant. You and I are through. I am so done with you. And I don't know what happens if you get cast out of hell. But if you want to cast me out of hell, that's okay. And maybe I'll go into the ether or to whatever it's called, you know, into a nothingness, the abyss, or the black hole, wherever. I don't care. I would rather spend eternity in nothing than to spend eternity with you. And at that point, I just turned around, and one last time, this happened in my living room.
All right. Since the last time I spoke, we had Cannibal by Scratch Acid, followed by the gothic classic Bela Lugosi's Dead by Bauhaus. And then we had Lucifer Stand by Cindy Lee, a song about the hardships of fighting the devil. We had a nice little monologue about someone's personal relationship with Satan at the end there. And now it's time for me to read a PSA. So try and read this as spookily as possible. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. This next one is from the one and only Lil Ugly Mane. It's called Cup Full of Beetlejuice. Enjoy.
Wearing the crown. stacking up this dope.
I got a car full of Beetlejuice.
Guzzle it down. I ain't a killer on my level. I be wearing the crown.
I got a car full of Beetlejuice.
You already know. Time to worry about these suckers when you stacking up this dope. Hey, player, I'm the coldest. Matter of fact, the boldest. I be in the future while you rappers on that old shit. Every time I spit, these motherfuckers wanna quote shit. Well, I don't write lyrics. I write books full of potions. Put you underneath the earth's surface. Thought I told you bitches that I sleep with these demons that I worship. The shit's deeper than the blood I'm submerged in. Black checker floor with the red velvet curtain. Dump mob, cold chillin', money making it. These dummies acting funny, no trace, we erase them. Cup full of Beetlejuice, puffin' on that line. Ugly man, back player, hey, you like me now? Guzzle it down, ain't a killer on my level, I be wearing the crown.
I got a car full of Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I already know, it's hard to worry about these suckers when you stacking up this dope.
I got a car full of Beetlejuice.
Guzzle it down, ain't a killer on my level, I be wearing the crown.
I got a car full of Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I already know, it's hard to worry about these suckers when you stacking up this dope.
You should consult with him or her about this call if you have a question about your next appearance in court. If you need any further assistance, please call the helpline of the New York City Criminal Justice Agency at 646-213-2548. The helpline is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again.
Officer! Officer!
You're watching, officer, 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 officer.
You watch it, you scared, you watch it, you call me, you call me, you got me, you got me off the top, off the top.
When the low, heavy sky weighs like a lid on the spirit, aching for the light, and when, embracing the horizon, it pours on us a black day which is sadder than any night. When the earth is turned into a dripping dungeon in which hope, like a bat, flutters blindly and bruises its timid wing and tender head against the walls and rotted ceilings. When the rain, stretching down its long streaks of water, imitates the bars of an enormous prison, and a silent throng of loathsome spiders come and weave their webs inside our brains. And suddenly the bells swing angrily and hurl their hideous uproar into the sky like a band of wandering spirits who wail relentlessly. And long hearses, without drums or music, move in a slow procession through my soul, and defeated hope bursts into tears, and the fierce tyrant anguish sets his black banner on my bowed head.
Pretty spooky there. Since the last time I talked, we had Cup Full of Beetlejuice by Lil Ugly Mane, followed with that very loud punky song, which was Officer by Deli Girls, one of the most original bands out there today. I highly recommend you check them out. And the last one was Ruth White reading Spleen by Charles Baudelaire, back in 1968, very ahead of its time. But yeah, if you like people reading poetry in very unsettling ways over tape manipulations, I highly recommend that Flowers of Evil album. Ruth White reading Charles Baudelaire back in 68. Let me check how much time I have left. Alright, this next song is called Haunted Water. Of course, it's Halloween, everything is haunted, but I figured that we would be focusing on the water for this Halloween because 70% of the earth is water. That was a good one, right? Anyway, yeah, next time you hear someone on the mic, Will be on. So wish him good luck.
We'll be right back. that you love. I'm a poor imitation of God. 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 Well, I can steal your heart from you, hide it in my walking shoes. Leave before the band gets hot. I'm a poor imitation of God. I'm a poor imitation of God. I'm a poor imitation of God. I'm a poor imitation of God.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Herman's. Little girl guide, why don't you stop your crying? Here comes Ivor the dirty old sooty engine driver to make you feel all right.
My name is Ivor, I'm an engine driver. I know him well. Just 'cause he's late, don't mean he'll never get through. Don't mean he loved you in the lying either. So let's have a smile for an old engine driver. Let's have a smile for an old engine driver.
Stephen.
Hey, 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 that was a quick one while he's away by The Who. Only reason we're playing it, just because this show is called, in fact, A Quick One Before the Eternal Worm Devours Medford. Anyways, here we got On the Run by Pink Floyd. And that was On the Run from Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. Fantastic album. Really, if you just listen to that one song, it just gives you a good idea of what that album is all about. That album is all just about songs blending into one another, really weird noises, really weird sounds. I'm pretty sure in that song you can actually hear a female talking about a plane boarding that's going on in the song. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Been a chill time here with you, Sam. Thank you for showing me the ropes. That was A Quick One While He's Away from The Who, and On the Run from Pink Floyd. Thank you very much.
Ain't no time for reminiscing. Not me, sir, thanks a lot. All the hugging and the kissing that I really never stop. You think you got me pinned, 'cause you see the snow on top. But you can ask my baby, you don't know diddly squat.